A massive reservoir of industrial wastewater is threatening to burst near the Mississippi River between Baton Rouge and New Orleans. It's acidic, and it's a byproduct of a fertilizer company called Mosaic. The company's wastewater disposal practices have been under scrutiny for many years. WWNO's Travis Lux spoke with reporter Tom Wright from The Lens about what's playing out upriver and how it could impact people and the environment.
This reservoir of wastewater is pretty huge. The walls are about 200 feet tall, and there were about 700 million gallons of acidic water in there. So right now, as things stand, just how close is this thing to actually rupturing?
Travis, it's just not clear at this point, based on what the company and state and federal authorities are saying. The company does say there has been no release of the processed water yet. It's a good sign.
And so just to kind of clarify here, if this were to break, what could that do possibly to the surrounding area? I'm thinking about what could that do in terms of people and then in terms of the environment too.
The big worry is that a potential spill at that location would get into some of the waterways to the north. You have a canal or two, you have Bayou Desiccadian, and you also have the Blind River. The Blind River connects eventually with the Ameet River diversion and Lake Maurepas, and it flows through wetlands in between. Now, the water contains small amounts, and we don't know exactly how much, but small amounts of phosphoric acid, phosphorus. There's also a radium content, radioactive element. That content is about three times as high, we're told, as the drinking water standard for such a radioactive substance. But the company says the primary concern is the acidity of that water. They liken it to the acidic levels of, say, lemon juice or perhaps vinegar, but that much acidic water could be deadly to a lot of the wetlands vegetation, could be deadly to fish in those waterways. And any people drinking contaminated water or eating contaminated wildlife could get sick as well.
The company has said that it's been taking action, and in fact, it's also being monitored by the state and federal officials. As I understand it, you were up there on site this week. So what did you see? What is the company actually doing to address the problem at the moment?
Company officials told me this week, Travis, that they are doing what they can to move a lot of that water off the top of the stack. They have one pump that's removing about 10 million gallons a day. They tell me they'd like to double that. That's the primary strategy to move some of that processed wastewater into other ponds on the plant site.
To essentially relieve pressure on the existing walls, is that the idea?
Exactly so. They're also reinforcing that northern wall in particular with a low berm, trying to take some of that pressure off, and then digging some ditches nearby just to try to hold any potential flow at the site.
This company has actually been under scrutiny for a number of years. According to reporting in 2015, it reached a settlement with the federal government to clean up several of their sites in two states, in Louisiana and Florida. So as far as we know, was the company actually taking those steps?
As far as we know, yes. The company, Mosaic Fertilizers, has had to put hundreds of millions of dollars in financial assurance for eventual plant closures and cleanups at those sites here and in Florida. Now, our own Louisiana Department of Environmental Quality told The Lens this week, Mosaic's method of storing that phosphate gypsum waste and that processed water is in compliance with the consent decree. This really all points to a lot of the difficulty of dealing with all this waste from fertilizer production. Some of your listeners may recall one of Mosaic's predecessor companies, Freeport McMoRan, wanting to dump this type of material into the Mississippi River in the 70s and 80s. Now, that practice was blocked. A lot of people who depend on the river for water protested very loudly. And so right now what we're left with in a lot of locations are these huge stacks of gypsum waste and huge reservoirs of processed water.
Tom Wright is a staff writer at The Lens. Thanks so much, Tom.
Thank you, Travis.
WWNO's Travis Lux reporting. Support for the Coastal Desk comes from the Walton Family Foundation, the Greater New Orleans Foundation, the Foundation for Louisiana, and local listeners.